Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story, it's been months since shoppers have been able to visit the Citadel outlets, but they're getting that chance today. Let's take you live to Commerce and KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
I am definitely seeing people milling around the centers here. The center here, about 20 stores will be opening out of more than 100, including Banana Republic and Lucky Brand.
They will be welcoming people in the stores. It will be reduced capacity. There will be one-way aisles that I've seen in some of the stores. There will be decals on the ground so that people are staying 6 feet apart and observing social distancing.
Clara Sang is Director of Public Relations here at Citadel Outlets. She says they are deep cleaning the center every day and ensuring that employees check their temperatures daily with other measures to ensure visitors feel safe.
We've actually installed 40 new hand sanitized stations around the center so that everywhere you go, basically, you will have a chance to either wash your hands or sanitize your hands before going in.
Anyone visiting, of course, will need to wear a face covering. I am seeing folks with their masks on. The center and other retailers, of course, in Los Angeles County have been given the green light to resume in-store shopping with limited capacity. The Glendale Galleria is set to reopen today right at this hour, with Westfield Malls set to be back open this week. Reporting live in Commerce, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, there's still a lot to be decided before we know if high school sports will go on as scheduled this fall.
While pro sports tries to find its footings amidst the wreckage of what the coronavirus did to their seasons, high school administrators are in the wings trying to figure out if they'll even be able to play football on Fridays or basketball twice a week. Rob Weigott is the commissioner of the CIF and told the Scorebook Live podcast, even if the seasons get cut short, games could still be played.
A season would have a window of a certain period of time. And if we had to shorten some of those windows, we understand that that reduces the season in terms of total number of days. But I hope people will realize that they wouldn't have to reduce the number of contests.
It's possible some schools could decide to play while others do not. And whether fans are allowed in the stands, well, that'll all depend on where the virus is come September. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070.
LA police say an overwhelming amount of video evidence helped them track down the suspects who allegedly killed a woman in cold blood as she waited for a traffic light to change last month. KNX 1070's John Baird following this story. He's live for us at the 77th Area Police Station in South LA with details.
This happened just about a month ago, early in the morning of April 26th on Manchester Avenue. That's just west of the 110 freeway. Magali Alberto, a single mom, had gone to a small family birthday party and was on her way home. LAPD Captain Stacy Spell.
She was driving home, and she was stopped at a tri-light at the intersection there, and she was waiting for the light to change. And a car with the suspects pulled alongside and indiscriminately fired inside the vehicle. There was tinted windows. They couldn't have seen who was inside, and it was just senseless.
She died at the scene, but investigators say they were able to retrieve a lot of surveillance video, which led to the arrest of three suspects, James Spencer, Frank Adams, and Daryl Robinson, just last week. Family and friends are thrilled with the arrest, family and friends of the victims, and they clearly want justice.
We will fight until the end of our lives for the monsters. That's what they are, monsters. Who committed this crime?
Police refused to give the name of the gang allegedly involved. They said they didn't want to give the gang any recognition. Live in South L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A Fullerton police dog has been stabbed by a man who was later shot to death by officers. Police responded to a call at a home on West Avenue after the man pulled a knife on two teenage family members who tried to intervene in a domestic dispute. Sergeant Eric Bridges tells KNX officers later found out the man also fired several rounds from a gun, but didn't hit anyone.
As officers arrived on scene, multiple family members ran outside from the house. And then seconds later, the suspect emerged from the front door holding a knife.
He says the police dog charged the man when he tried to go back inside. The man then stabbed the police dog and was quickly shot by officers. The canine had emergency surgery and is set to make a full recovery. The state has ordered all skilled nursing facilities in California to test everybody in their facilities, patients and staff, for coronavirus. The new policy is stricter than the one in place in Los Angeles County, where officials have been criticized for the lack of testing in these facilities. The new regulation requires skilled nursing centers to test their staffs and patients as soon as possible. If everyone's negative, 25% of the patients and staff should be retested on a weekly basis. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says 260 employees have tested positive for the coronavirus, 185 sworn law enforcement officers and 75 civilian employees. 511 sheriff's employees are currently quarantined. The Sheriff's Department says 1,209 L.A. County jail inmates have tested positive. More than 5,000 inmates are currently quarantined and 238 are in isolation. For the first time since March, the Huntington Beach Pier is open to pedestrians. The usual rules are in effect. No loitering, no large groups. The guy who runs the Kite Connection store on the pier telling the Orange County Register that he's just happy to be back. Some store owners are moving their merchandise to outside tables.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.